My name is Rabbi Eli Confer. Welcome to a Machon Hadar podcast. What kind of dedication? What is the real miracle of Hanukkah? This question is often framed as a debate between light versus might, the miracle of the oil that lasted 8 days versus the miraculous military victory of the Maccabees over the Greeks. But perhaps the miracle is to be found in the name of the holiday itself. The name Hanukkah refers to the rededication of the temple. Celebrating Hanukkah in these post-temple times invites us to ask ourselves, how do we rededicate? This is a core question that many of us face personally or in the workplace. What does it mean to come back from a loss and start over again? In our ancient stories about Hanukkah, we have two very different approaches to this question, both of which have implications for the question of how we might begin anew. One of these ancient stories about Hanukkah focuses on the miracle of the oil, as recounted in the Babylonian Talmud. When the Greeks entered the sanctuary, they defiled all the oils in the sanctuary, and when the Hashmonai kingdom defeated them, they checked and found only one cruse of oil, which lay with the seal of the high priest, but which contained oil sufficient for only 1 day's lighting. Yet a miracle occurred, and they lit from it for 8 days. That's from the Talmud Bavli, Shabbat 21b. The miracle here is not only the oil burning beyond its expected time. The very discovery of the oil in the first place is itself miraculous. It is a continuation of the life of the temple before it was defiled. The dedication in this story happens through a miracle of continuity. Although the temple was defiled, a little bit of the old world remained. The burning of the oil represents a constant flame, which brings a light from past into present. In this story, we don't begin anew from scratch. Rather, the spark originates from the raw material that pre-existed and survived the trauma. There is always a flask to be found that is undefiled, and its power will fuel the flame of the renewed time. But there is another telling of the rededication, recounted in the first book of Maccabees, which did not enter the Tanakh, but is an ancient report of the foundation of Hanukkah. Then Judas and his brothers said, "See, our enemies are crushed. Let us go up to cleanse the sanctuary and dedicate it." So all the army assembled and went up to Mount Zion. There they saw the sanctuary desolate, the altar profaned, and the gates burned. They deliberated what to do about the altar of burnt offering, which had been profaned, and they thought it best to tear it down, so that it would not be a lasting shame to them that the Gentiles had defiled it. So they tore down the altar and stored the stones in a convenient place on the Temple Mount, until a prophet should come to tell what to do with them. Then they took unhewn stones, as the law directs, and built a new altar like the former one. The miracle of the oil is absent in this telling. Nothing survives of the old temple. In fact, the altar of the Olah, the burnt offering, is torn down by the Maccabees themselves and buried on the Temple Mount. This tradition is also preserved in the Mishnah, Midot 1:6, which reads, "There were four precincts in the Hall of Fire. The northeast one was where the Hashmonaim hid away the stones of the altar that the Greek kings had defiled." Instead of preserving the old structures of the temple, the Maccabees built an entirely new altar. The old did not survive intact and undefiled, and whatever remnant was preserved needed to be dismantled to make room for the new. Importantly, the stones were not destroyed, they were buried. Even something torn down needs to be treated with care and honor when being dismantled. In thinking about Hanukkah as an opportunity to consider how to rededicate or rebuild something inside or outside of ourselves, we are offered two models. One preserves the continuity from the old to the new, with the operating image of a flame linking the past and the present. The other recognizes the need to start from scratch, bearing the old stones with respect, but ultimately replacing them. When beginning something again in our own lives, which of these stories presents the right model for us? Do we search for and connect to an unbroken light? Or do we bury the old stones and build something entirely new in their place? When we look at the Hanukkah lights and reflect on the miracle of the holiday, let's take the opportunity to also reflect on the opportunities for rededication in our own lives. Chag Hanukkah Sameach!